Happy holidays, everyone. On our final show for 2019, the kids share their Christmas with you all and what's in store for their new year. We also discuss the recent hot weather this season, understanding the new water restrictions and how we can help to save water. We also talk about some fire safety and some strange travelled locations the kids want to visit Sunday in the future. Welcome to Small Pods. And welcome back. We are here for the last time this year. It's going to be the end of 2019. We just had Christmas, so happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas. And how are you guys? How was your Christmas this year?
Good.
How about you, Adrian?
Good.
And what did you guys do for Christmas? How did you spend Christmas this year?
Well, right before Christmas, we had to go to,
it's near Byron.
You went to Avoca.
It's near Avoca. And then when we got back, it was Christmas Eve.
Yes.
And then the next day we went and it was Christmas Day. I was very, very excited.
Yeah, and what did you guys get for Christmas this year? What was the best highlight? What were like one of the best ones, best toys?
I don't know.
What you got for Christmas?
I'll say my Nintendo Switch because it's really good. And because we traded in our Nintendo 3DSs, wasn't that much money.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about you, Age? What'd you get for Christmas this year? Yeah, tell us a few of the things that you got for Christmas.
I don't know what ones.
Tell us some of those toys you got.
I got Transformers.
What was your favorite one?
The
Clickbots?
Magnet stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, he got this building thing where it has magnets at the corners of it.
Yeah.
And you can click them together and make something.
I've never heard of them. What are they called?
He doesn't know.
Who got you that?
Santa.
Wow, cool.
And so Samuel got one for Christmas from Mum, and I wanted one, and there weren't much pieces in one box.
Yeah.
So I told Mum that she could get two, but there were only two left, so Santa decided he should get me a different pack that was easier to build stuff with.
Okay. Oh, cool.
Mm.
Yeah, and so what was, out of all the presents that you got this year, what's your most favourite? Do you have a favourite?
You just said the magnet one.
No.
Oh.
Clickbots,
yeah.
What about yours?
I said.
What was yours?
It's the Nintendo Switch. I just said.
I'm just making sure that I'm listening.
Need to listen.
Yeah, okay. All right. Because you're very vague with your answers. I wasn't sure if that was really your answer. Okay.
No, I said Clickbots, and then Lily just says the magnets.
Right. Okay.
No.
And you got some good news about your next year for school, right? Your new classes.
Oh yes, my new class. I'm excited for my teacher because my teacher's name is Mrs. Simpson. And she's really nice. And in year five, I'm so excited we're going to, for like, we've got loads of excursions in year five. And if you're not in your friend's class, mostly year five will meet up to do like work and all of that. And in the excursions, on one, I think we're going to, and we're going to one place, and then we're also going to this a beach to do like surfing safety at a beach.
No, it's Canberra, isn't it?
But I'm not sure if we'll be staying there like overnight. Like, you know how some schools do excursions where they sleep and wake up, that would be cool though. Would be real cool.
When I was in year six, I went to Jindabyne, near like snowy mountains and stuff. Yeah, so we did that. We did a sleep there. It was for 2 nights.
Oh, I remember year six told us about how they went to this place and they slept there, and in the morning they had breakfast at this really nice place.
Nice. What about you, Age? So what news did you have for next year? What's your class and what's your teacher?
Wait, tell the story about how you weren't in your friend's class and then you weren't in. So I moved when I was going to year three, I went to this teacher called Mrs. Claxton, and I had no friends in there, and we all used to have a list and we used to choose who we wanted to get. So we used to do who we worked with good, and I had some of my friends on the list, and none of them were in my class, and they realized the same, and they realized that I need to be moved to someone else's class, and I was moved to...
So did you change classes and teachers, or just...
Classes and teachers.
So who's your teacher now?
Mrs. Rebels.
Okay. Cool. Well, that's pretty exciting for next year. Well, at least you got, I'm glad it worked out for you, Age. You got a friend in your new year.
Wait, don't you have someone else in your class?
We've got Ashton, Liam, Oscar,
but,
and Oliver.
But Dom had the teacher he's having now, and she said she doesn't like her.
Well, Dom's always a drama queen.
What if she's listening now?
Well, I've always said to her she's always likes drama.
No, she's not.
Okay.
Seriously.
I'm sure the teacher's fine. I'm sure the teacher is fine, Dom. Okay?
Dom,
just relax.
He just called Adrian Dom. Like, he's talking to
me. Yeah, because Dom said that she had the teacher.
And Dad.
Did she? Is that what you just said?
Yes.
You know Luca's oldest brother?
Yeah.
Yeah. His favourite teacher was Mrs. Rebels.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go. And, okay, and talking about the new year, so we're going to be in the year 2020 next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What, do you know about New Year's resolutions? You know how people have a New Year resolution?
No.
Or where they promise they'll do something.
That's right, where they make a promise to themselves.
I will never eat donuts for the whole year.
All right, well, if you did have to make a New Year's resolution for you, what would it be for next year? Lily, you go.
Never take pictures.
Never take pictures?
Photos.
You don't want to take any photos?
No.
Of other people or yourself?
Me. Because I don't like making photos of me.
Always be healthy and active.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Then I don't have to be sick.
Well, eat lots of fruit and veggies too.
Yeah,
that'll help you not get sick.
Fruit and veggies.
So yours is not to take photos
of myself.
Of yourself?
Why? You
so
never
no selfies.
Do that.
I don't like selfies.
All right, so you're not going to take any selfies in the new year. That's your resolution.
No, I'm only going to take pictures of other people.
Okay, and Lily's resolution is to stay active and fit and eat lots of fruit and veggies.
So I don't get sick.
So you don't get
sick. I'm aiming for a goal that I don't get sick at all this year.
Okay.
It's going to be a bit hard.
I've heard a vocal, so we'll all these paddle boats, and Uncle Jason, he was paddling, then he stopped because it wasn't very hard, but he kept saying to Mum, "You are so fit," because he just kept on going the whole entire way, then the whole entire way back, he just kept on going still, even though Nonna and me were at the front of the boat with Uncle Jason, just steering and not doing anything.
Yeah.
No, Uncle Jason was paddling and steering.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't paddling.
Oh.
Mum was paddling.
He got too tired.
Yeah.
Poor Uncle Jason. This is smallpox. So, I wanted to change this topic a bit. You know, just in regards to what's been happening lately with the water restrictions.
Yeah.
What do you know why at the moment why we're having water restrictions?
Yeah. It's because of like droughts and fires. Because in the droughts, there's no water and rainwater.
Yeah.
And if we use up all the water, no water.
Yeah. So the water restrictions that have been put in place because our dam is getting very, very low. And because there hasn't been a lot of rain in these last few months. So we're on level 2 water restrictions right now here.
And what's level 2? What does that mean? What are the levels?
Don't know what that means?
No.
Okay. So we all have to do our part to save some water. So what level 2 is now you can't water your garden or wash your car. And you can only water
Mom
your garden.
Mom washed her car like 2 days ago.
Well, she can get in trouble for that now. And you just said it on the podcast.
Oh, no.
We'll
cut that out.
All right. Anyway. But, yeah, you can't wash your car. You can wash your car, but only with... you can only use, like, a bucket of water.
So if she was doing that,
that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So long as she wasn't using the hose. Yeah. So you... And that also goes with watering your garden. You can only use, like, a bucket pail or something. Yeah. Which I'm sure that's what she was doing.
Yeah.
Yes, watering can with the pail or bucket. Yeah. So that's all you can. That's all you can do. Yeah. So you got to also do. You know what else you can do to help out?
What?
Shorten showers. Okay. No long showers, Adrian. I know you like your long showers, but you have to shorten them. You have to have shorter showers.
Level 2.
That's right. You got to try and minimize the amount of time you're spending in the shower. And you know what else? Also making sure you're turning off the taps properly after you finish brushing your teeth or washing your hands. And also don't leave the taps running when you're brushing your teeth.
I don't do that.
You don't do that. I know you don't do that, but that's also a little thing to do.
So, Dada.
Yes.
With the fires, they're using water too, so that might... They're using lots of water
that's right.
with their hoses.
That's
so.
Right. But that's to fight the fires.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what the... Anyway, but that's what the water restrictions are all about at the moment. And we've got to also make sure we do our part. So we've got to make sure that we don't waste water. Okay?
What if you use water just to break something? Is that wasting?
What does that mean?
Like an electronic thing.
Why do you want to use water to break something?
Because if you chuck water on this... box of electronic stuff, they would all explode.
Yeah, but
wait, what?
Yeah, what's
but
the reason? Why would you do that?
Because you don't need it.
Why don't you just chuck it in the bin then? Why would you have to waste your water and pour water all over it first?
I know, that's what I meant. Wage
for you.
Yeah, that's kind of .
All right, so moving from water restrictions, what else has been happening in Sydney lately?
Fires.
Yeah, it's been pretty bad, hasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so there's current fires all around Sydney. We're pretty much surrounded around. It's getting pretty bad. And this hot weather that we're having this summer, it's going to make it even worse. We're hitting temperatures of over 40 degrees Celsius, and it's pretty hot.
But once it was 46.
Yeah, we got it to almost to 46. Yeah, correct. Yeah, and there's a lot of people out there at the moment fighting these fires.
And risking their lives.
Correct.
Yeah,
risking their lives.
I heard
helping
two
people.
Men died. They both had kids.
Yeah, that's true.
And they died at very young ages. So rest in peace, those firefighters.
Yeah, they died being heroes. That's what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, did they die by fire or something?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, they got killed while they helped, while trying to help people.
So they got burnt by the fire.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. It's a very dangerous job. And that's what, you know, like all the superheroes and the comic books that you read and you see them in the movies. In real life, people like that are superheroes. They're the ones that go out there, they risk their lives doing that sort of stuff to help people. So, you know, you have to really respect what they do. It's a very difficult job, especially with what's going on at the moment with all the fires, you know. So, you know, you have to appreciate all the stuff that they do, you know. But yeah, it's pretty dangerous and we're getting a lot of bad smoke in the area. So, you know, so there's a lot of things that you need to be prepared for in case of fires. So especially people living out in the bush and in the rural outback areas, you know, they've got to make sure what's some of the things that we can do to make sure that we can stay safe during these fires.
Well, maybe if there's a fire near your house, you could hose everything down.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could pack everything and then so what take about before? Photos for insurance, like what you well, did when there was.
Yeah, I had to do that. It's true. But what about things
you
that
pack everything you need?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Go away.
What about pre-preparing? What about like things like checking your smoke detectors? You know the smoke detectors up on the ceilings. Yes, yes. Make sure that they all work. You know, you got to have make sure your bags are packed with irreplaceables like passports and birth certificates.
Dad.
Yeah.
We should already know that R1 works very well because every time I'm making sausages, it always goes off.
Yeah, that's
Remember
true.
Remember those times when it used to go off all the time?
Yes.
Wait, Dad, can you replace your passport?
Yeah, you can get a new one, but sometimes it takes a long time to get a new one. That's all, especially if you're planning a trip in the near future and you got to wait for a new passport. It's best just to make sure passports and birth certificates and all those irreplaceable documents are always ready to go. You know, like one good tip for photographs. I know you know a lot of people want to save albums and photographs. If you put everything on your computer, if you're computer savvy. Put it all on your computer. Any photos, I mean, a lot of things are digital at the moment with photos and they're always on their phone or on your computers. Always put it on well, not necessarily. You can just put it in your cloud account. If you've got a Google Cloud or a Google Drive or OneDrive or Dropboxes, anything like that. So it's always a good idea to put stuff like that or even your irreplaceable documents. You scan it, put it in the cloud, and then you don't have to worry about it. You don't ever have to worry about it because no matter what computer you go onto or device you can log into, you'll have them back. So always just keep all that sort of stuff in mind. During the high smoke days, always stay inside. You remember when it was really bad those few days and school keeping you inside?
You know, one of my friends from cheerleading was so lucky. So her school actually shut down due to the smoke.
Yeah, a lot of
schools did. She got to stay home.
Yeah, a lot of schools did. Especially if you got asthma or breathing problems, you have to stay indoors.
You know the our cousins that visited today?
Yep.
Yeah, you know Amelia?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, apparently she has asthma.
Yeah, I know, she's got asthma.
Oh, yeah. Because Izzy told me.
Yeah, she has to make sure she stays inside. You know?
I have a friend named Oscar, and he has asthma.
Yeah.
So one day we were playing Red Red Rover, a running game, and he nearly passed out on the
field.
Josh had to.
Does he have a puffer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Josh had to run him down to the office.
Yeah. Oh, gee. Yeah, that's bad. Mm. Yeah, you got to be careful. So tell me, guys, if there is ever a fire in your house and you see smoke coming out from under the door and you know, you check the doorknob and the doorknob's hot, what do you open that door?
No. Actually, yes. You have to evacuate.
But if there's smoke coming from underneath it, would you open it?
Or you come out the back door.
You do not open the door. Because when you see smoke coming from underneath it, what do you think is on the other side?
Fire.
That's right. Yeah, you don't want to open that door. You leave it closed and you go the other way.
And also, Dad,
yeah.
Isn't there a rule when there's fires you have to stop, drop and... You have to stop and drop?
Yeah. You stay down to the ground because the smoke rises. So that you can stay away from the smoke. Because when you start breathing in that smoke, even though it's bad when you go outside, imagine when the fire is right next to you and you're breathing in that smoke, you'll pass out. It's pretty bad. It's bad for you.
What do you mean stop and drop? Stop and drop to the floor.
Yeah, you crawl. Like commando style. Stay low to the ground.
Like this edge.
But you're
still gonna be breathing.
Yeah, but the smoke there'll be less smoke that low to the ground because smoke rises. True. It doesn't stay low. True. Yeah. What about if there is a fire in your house and you're trapped, what do you think you should do?
Sit in your bedroom.
Okay, but the most important thing is try not to hide, because if you hide and a firefighter comes in to try and find you and rescue you, he won't find you.
Yeah.
Okay, you got to stay where somebody was going to see you. You can get out, but make sure it's in a safe spot. Don't go under the bed or in a closet or something, because then you'll be trapped and nobody will be able to find you. And when it's time to leave too... If you've got a fire near your house and the firefighters and there's an emergency and it says, all right, everyone, it's time to get out, that's the best time just to get out. Don't stay, because otherwise it's going to be too dangerous later on to get out.
But what about you need to pack all the stuff you need?
You be prepared. If you know you've got there's an app, you know the app that I've been looking at?
Yeah.
Yeah, the fire app. It tells you where there's a fire nearby. It tells you when to leave and when it's safe. When everything's under control. Yeah. So the reason why I packed the other day was because it told me that there was going to be fires in the area and just to be prepared. So I was just being prepared. I just made sure I had a small bag packed. Yeah. But that's pretty much it. But yeah, most important thing is to always stay calm. But hopefully we get some rain soon, eh, guys?
Mostly on Christmas Eve, the Christmas spirit saved us by getting 5 minutes.
Yeah, we had we didn't have much rain. There's still a lot of fires out there at the moment.
But even though it still helped a bit.
Yeah, still helped a bit. All right. On a lighter note, I want to know what you guys are playing on your new switches.
So,
of course,
I am playing a game called Pokemon Sword. Oh, that was a voice crack there. Pokemon Sword. And I got it on Christmas Day, right? And we're recording this video. How much days after Christmas Day?
It's
28.
Oh, wow. Christmas it is Day too. Holy crap. It has been 3 days. You're right, Age.
So I've been playing this game for 3 days and I'm already finished. I'm already nearly at the end. And then I've also got
it took me 2 months to finish my Pokemon Ultra Moon on the 3DS. 3 months.
Because it took you 3 months, yeah.
It took me longer to do the Pokemon Moon one.
Is it 3 months straight? So you didn't eat, sleep, do anything for 3 months?
No!
Oh, for goodness sake. I would have been shocked.
He didn't really play it at all, though.
So. Okay.
But, also, I've got another game called Pokemon Let's Go Eevee.
She hardly plays that one.
Yeah, but it's still a good game.
Yeah, but...
And then Eevee is so cute.
But it's a boy.
So...
Yeah, boys can be cute. You're cute, Age.
And then, the Eevee is adorable. And then... I think I'm up to a part where I'm in the forest to catch Pokemon.
I've gotten three.
Okay. But, yeah. And,
How much would you recommend this game for other kids if they've got just got a Switch and they're looking for a game to buy?
I'd recommend if you were more like adventurous, yeah. I would recommend recommend Pokemon Sword and Shield. And then for Let's Go Eevee and Let's Go Pikachu, I'd recommend people who like the old version games, because Pokemon Let's Go Eevee and Let's Go Pikachu has loads of those old Pokemon, like the very first Pokemon. I'm wondering what Pokemon was the very first one made.
Pikachu, obviously.
I don't know.
It might not be Pikachu.
You should ask Google.
Who's the first in the Pokedex?
No, but still. What if they made one and they never introduced it into any games?
Don't worry, I'm just thinking, who's the first in the Pokedex?
I would have to do a Google for that one.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll ask Google.
Not now.
All right, what about you, Age?
What?
What's your game of choice at the moment on your Switch? Is it the same one?
No.
Oh, by the way,
the opposite of Lily for this Sword and Shield, right. Pokemon and Let's Go. Because you, after you finish the game, you can still go exploring for legendary Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that's the same with Sword and Shield.
No.
And also, so my Nintendo Switch is a gold one. It's like a yellow-gold color. And then Adrian's is black.
It's grey.
Last time. Actually, when you wanted a Nintendo Switch, you said, I really want the black one.
Because there is a black one, but
I got
one. There's only three
colors. What about your game of choice? Is it going to be another 3 months before you can finish this one now?
Probably, because I've only gotten two badges.
Oh, okay. Which one is this for? Pokemon Shield? Yeah? Okay. And you also got the Let's Go Pikachu, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that?
I haven't really done it much, but still, it's really cool.
Okay.
And Pikachu's super cute.
Is there any other games that you're looking at getting?
And you know the funny thing?
Oh, yeah.
When you say, do the play with your Pokemon,
yeah,
you can tap them, and you can tap Eevee's cheek.
No, same with Pikachu.
Yeah, and they wobble.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you go their like cheek. You go like this. Like, let me give an example with AG.
This cheek isn't wobbly anymore.
But yeah, that's
so
wobble.
Can I ask you guys for another game, if you ever wanted to get another game for the Switch, what's your next game of choice? Have you heard of any new ones that are coming out?
No.
Or that have come out that you'd like?
No.
Is it only Pokemon games that you like?
Luigi's Mansion.
Oh, yes, Luigi's... Oops. Sorry, Dad.
All right.
Luigi's Mansion. Luigi's Mansion. It's Luigi's Mansion 3.
It's Luigi rare. From Mario?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. What happened to Mario?
Mm. Mario's trapped.
Oh, okay.
He's in the game, but okay.
He's trapped in a mirror.
No, in a picture.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting. Cool.
Same with all of his other.
Okay.
And he can turn into a slime ball.
Ooh.
Thingy. Googie.
Googie. Called
Googie. Oh, no, it's Gooigi.
Okay.
Gooey.
Well, I've just started playing the new Tomb Raider game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think you started playing the new Resident Evil 2 as well.
Yeah, I'll play that one too, but I've been more playing the new Tomb Raider one.
Yeah.
It came out about a year or so ago, I can't remember now. But I've only just started doing it.
Dad. Do you like it so far?
I don't watch him play the Resident Evil. He just bring it up one day.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, Dad, do you like the Tomb Raider game so far?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Lara Croft
reminds me of you, Lily, because you like to climb things and get into adventures.
Yeah, but is it better than the last, one that you play, or no?
Which other one? The other Tomb Raider one?
Yeah, mm-hmm. The one that we used to watch you play.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same, just the graphics kind of change and the stories are a little bit different.
What's the story
and
for
got
the
eaten
new one?
By piranhas.
At the moment, she's trapped in the Amazon.
Amazon.
Oh,
Amazon. Isn't Amazon a
And she just fought
show?
A jaguar.
Isn't
jaguar? A jaguar or a leopard? I can't remember now.
Dad,
and she took his Amazon... skin off and she's using it.
Oh, okay. Isn't Amazon a show or something?
No, Amazon's a website.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Amazon...
So you're trapped in a website.
Don't you know what the Amazon is?
No.
Hey.
Amazon is a website.
Something
it's
else.
A jungle.
Whoa.
The jungle came before the website.
No.
That's like last
website
time.
Website came.
It was funny when... So there's a funny story. When Lily was younger, she had some homework to do. And this is the sign of the times, right? So Lily's question for her homework was, how many days in a fortnight? And she said, Dad, what's a fortnight? I'm like, you don't know what a fortnight is? What did you say? You said
I said, yeah, fortnight's a game, but what does it mean by how many days?
funny guys.
But the website.
But now
you're
I know what a fortnight is. Fun fact, everyone: a fortnight, not the game, is 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's 14
and how many
days.
Days?
14 days,
that's
because
right.
7 is 1 week, and add another
everyone,
is 14.
I think everyone knows their math. 7
Professor
plus 7.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
What if they didn't?
Oh yeah, if they're a baby.
You didn't know 1 times 3.
Yes, I do. It's 1. Oh no, it's 3.
Yeah, but once he asked me that for his study, that I was like,
Adrian,
you need to learn, bro.
How did you not know that?
I.
All right, that's it. More study letter for you these holidays.
No, that's what I was learning. My study letter just came up out of nowhere.
3 study letters a day for you.
Too bad.
You got to get on your maths, buddy.
No, Dad, I know it.
You're going to get damaged these holidays. You're going to forget all about it. And then you're going to go to school and they're going to say, okay, what's 1 plus 1, Adrian? And you're going to have a mental blank and go, oh, crap. Back to kindergarten for me.
1 plus 1. Do it with your fingers. 1, 2.
Whoa! You graduated from kindy.
You know, once me and Dom, we were playing in the sand in this room and the toddler came over. And she started playing with us. And then I asked her, what's 1 plus 1?
And she then she looked up and she looked at me. She was like... And then she started going... And then she went, pee-poo. Because for some reason she was obsessed with poo or something. Because she was digging holes everywhere and she's saying, this is where the poo-poo is for the castle.
Okay. You meet some strange kids in the playground.
Well, I used to be like that.
I remember me and Samuel were playing in the playground. And well, Samuel's our cousin. And, there was this little toddler that came over, and then he keeps saying, I'm so smart, I know all my maths. And I'm like, okay, what's 10 plus 10? He's like, two. I'm like,
Poor kid probably didn't know.
I know, but he said I know my, he said, what? Well, he was probably in kindergarten. Looked like he was.
Okay.
He should have known 10 plus 10.
What's 10 plus 10, H?
20.
Oh, hey, you graduated from U1 now.
Hey!
You know something really funny? I remember when Adrian, he was playing, and I said, Age, what's 10 plus 10? And for a sec, he was blank. He didn't say anything. And then a moment later, he was like, 20.
No.
Huh? But he got it right.
Yeah, but he was thinking for a while. I was like,
aww.
Dude.
Well, it's not his fault. He was in preschool.
Yeah.
I was in preschool.
No, he wasn't in preschool now.
Yeah.
He was in kindy.
He was in
kindy.
Was in year 4.
Year 4?
Year 2.
You're getting a bit far ahead there. Jeez.
Can I tell you something funny in TikTok?
Yeah.
Whoa, TikTok.
So, something funny. There was something funny in Roblox. I mean, so when Dom was signing into her account, she said
that there was this age thing where it went from like 1876, I think, and then went all the way up to like 3030.
3030?
Yeah.
What do you mean, the age or the year?
The year.
Oh, okay,
and then she was scrolling all the way to 3030, and it didn't let her.
Because how would you be... Is it for a date of birth you have to put in? Yeah, so how could you be born in the year 3030?
Yeah, I know.
You're born in the future.
He didn't let her. So it was kind of weird. Gosh. It's like, I'm from the future. I was born in 4,000... Wait, what about you if you go? You go into the. You go
so, what do you think? Hey, on that, if it was the year 3000, what do you think we'd be seeing in that year?
We would be.
What kind of technology would they have?
Oh no!
We would be seeing everyone evacuate the area. There's fires everywhere. Oh no! Our oil has run out. Oh no! We have to use. We don't have any more fossil fuels. I'm still worried about that. I'm worried. When are they gonna run out of fossil fuels? Because I don't know.
Who's been telling you about fossil fuels?
We did it for our PBL project, Dad.
Oh, wow.
What in the world of fossil fuels?
Lily, explain to Adrian what a fossil fuels are.
Something about life. Okay, so fossil fuels, they are something you can use for, like, technology and cooking and all of that.
Cooking?
Brush your teeth.
Oh, yeah, brushing your teeth. Yeah,
fossil fuels is what gets broken down to produce gases and
yeah,
petrol.
And then
it
helps.
When they get too much technology, water will smash on it and make it explode.
What?
Remember how I said when electronic is going in a box, you throw water on it and it explodes?
Wait, what if we go into the future and we go... Wait, can I go to the zoo? I want to see the giraffes and then the future people say, what are giraffes?
Because they're all extinct.
That would be sad.
What if a giraffe goes to a zoo and says, I want to see a human? And the hippo says, they're extinct. We should end it there, I reckon.
Yeah.
So just to let everyone know, we're going on our break for the rest of the year, and we probably will see you back in the new year.
January, when school starts.
Right, will we see him back in the new year, Age? Will we see you back? You're not coming back? Why not? Oh, Adrian. You know how sad people are going to be if you're not back in the new year? Okay. Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in Tokyo.
Tokyo?
No, you're going to be... Yeah.
What are you going to Tokyo for? What are you going to do in Tokyo?
I just swallowed my saliva.
You're just going there for the sushi, are you?
I thought he was going
sushi?
There so he could see the bones.
Oh, then I'm going...
Oh, well...
I'm not going to Tokyo. I'm going to Japan for the sushi.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well,
so let's
end
it. And then after, I'm going to go to China.
Okay, now we can end it here because Adrian's going crazy.
He's
yeah,
going to Tokyo.
I'm going to go to Tokyo, I'm going to go to Japan,
right.
And I'm going to go to China.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to go to Egypt.
All right, I'll take you there. Can I go there with you?
I don't know.
Which one can I go to?
The Lion King.
If you could pick, all right, tell me, if you could pick anywhere in the world to visit for a holiday, where would you go?
China.
Why China?
Because it has
awesome. You said there's Beyblade National.
No, when I loved Beyblades, I wanted to go to...
You seriously want to go to China one day?
Yes, I love China. It's cool.
What makes you... What makes you...
It has the awesomest stuff.
Like?
Toys.
Oh, toys, right. Okay, everything's made in China.
Made in China.
Okay. What about you, Lily?
You know how all those toys are labelled... Made in China.
Yeah, that's where Adrian would love to go because all the toys are made there. What about you, Lily?
Also,
I'd like to go.
Talking. Oh, all right.
Well, we're supposed to finish now, bro.
I know, we're trying to sign off here.
Mate, come on.
Okay. Say it quick.
Go, say it quick.
So, I forgot.
All right, Lily, where would you like to go?
I'd like to go to
I would like to go to Paris.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Paris and France.
When I used to like Beyblades,
I guess.
The world, when I used to, I don't like them anymore.
Okay.
And, the world championship national Beyblade battling thing. You bring your own Beyblades.
It was in China.
No, it was in Paris.
Oh, Paris, right, okay. Okay, we're going to Paris.
I really wanted to go there.
You want to go to Paris because the Beyblade tournaments,
yeah.
Or not, you don't
have anymore. Yeah, because I have this voucher.
What about you, Lily? You wanted to go to Paris, why?
Because I wanted to see all the nice croissants they have.
And I also
wanted to go for Mr. Doggy into his hometown. Are you going to finish that croissant? Okay, well,
all right.
Finish it off.
Okay,
here.
Let's end it there. All right, everyone, have a happy new year. Have great holidays. Enjoy yourselves. Be careful
Xmas.
On the road if you're traveling.
Have a Merry Xmas.
Yeah, and a belated Merry Christmas from us.
Xmas.
And we'll see you in 2020.
Goodbye.